This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We are live. It's happening here in the Robert Scavelco studio. Super Don's at the desk, wherever he is, not in the sauna, where he should be, sweating it out. And we have John on the board.
You're going to start off in the first 30 seconds of the show criticizing me, rebuking me on
Easter?
Or is this like... Is this an April Fool's joke? I don't know.
I didn't call it a rebuke. That's only my concern for your lack of sweating in the snowy winter, wherever you are.
Oh, yeah, I see. All right. Okay, fine.
I was trying to sweat. We had a cold front come through.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was only, 70, early, low 70s yesterday. And I was like, dude, it's cold. God, I went to, where did I go? Oh, yeah, the outdoor shooting range. Outdoor shooting with my son. And we had a great time, but I wore fleece. It was like in the low 70s and wind blowing.
Fleece?
I know. How am I going to make it in Loveland, Colorado next weekend for the NoCo Hemp Expo? It's going to be freezing. It's going to be only in like the 60s.
You're going to be wrapped up like an Eskimo. Your arms are going to be like stuck out at your sides. You won't be able to touch your hands together.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. It'll be all right. But by the way, my shoulder, you turned to Swiss cheese. I didn't shoot the shotgun yesterday, but I was dialing in the scope on the 308. That thing's got some kick, man. It feels all right. But that plus the soreness, I got two great bike rides in, a Good Friday bike ride and a Saturday bike ride yesterday. And I'm just like, come on, bring on the millennials. I'm taking them on. Let's race. Let's go. I'm feeling it. Maybe that or it's the coffee. I'm not sure which, but I'm raring to go today, Super D. How you feeling?
No, I'm doing good. It's a nice, sunny, warm Easter morning going on over here, which is a welcome thing after all of the snow and everything we've had. So, yeah, it's a great day.
And we have Häagen-Dazs on the show in studio. No, I'm sorry, not
Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs from Germany. I'm very excited because Paul Bertier is going to join me from Echo Water. He's going to be in studio along with Häagen all the way from Germany. I wanted to get him in last week, but we couldn't make it because the traffic was too bad. So we did a show on EM Field Technology, a breakthrough with his QI Key Home Technology. And we're going to talk about it in studio. And those of you watching on the YouTube, you can see that I've got a different visual. I've kind of backed off the camera because I've got to make room for two additional people in studio. It's going to be cooking in here. I don't know how we're going to handle it. It'll be nice and warm, though.
Yes, sir. So what are we going to start off our Easter show talking about?
Well, first of all, how do you say Passover in Hebrew? We got a little Hebrew question for Super Don, because he's very well studied in all the Aramaic-type ancient languages. Do you know the answer to that? It still starts with the
puh
sound.
I don't know.
Puh, puh.
Puh? Puh.
Yeah, that's where it begins.
You know, I'm not even going to attempt to because I just don't speak Hebrew. I'm cheating. I just looked up what is Passover in Hebrew, but yeah. that didn't help me any because it's written in Hebrew, and I can't even read it, so well, I'm screwed, man.
I don't have a Hebrew Israeli accent, but it's Pesach, and you've got to go at the end.
Now, right? How did you get that out of what I'm looking at right now? I know it looks. It kind of looks like noggin spelled backwards or something. No, N-O-G with an upside down Y and an N. And you get, say it again?
Pesach.
Pesach?
Yeah, and if I'm wrong, my mom will get me. She's watching and she's from Israel. She knows Hebrew better than anybody.
Okay.
So, nothing right. I can do about that.
Well, there you anyway. Go.
All right, so we move past the pop quiz portion of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on this Easter Sunday live edition. And we've got Chris Barr this hour, not a doc. We're going to talk Alzheimer's. We're going to talk, how about some diabetes. But first and foremost, this is where we start our show.
Prostitucci on the left-hand side. Prostitucci on the left-hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
Reading from right to left. They do in Israel or in Hebrew. What happens when you do that? You'll find out you have a story that actually originated in Israel. We're going to get to that momentarily related to CBD. This is our first update of the day, and it relates to veterinary medicine. And it's interesting, timing-wise, this story, because on Friday's show, if you haven't downloaded and listened to the archive, we had Dr. Marlene Siegel, and she was featured in The Truth About Pet Cancer. We talked about species-appropriate diets. We talked about energy medicine. She talked about, I believe it was a five-step program to talk about how we can help our animal friends, right? Those angel animals that we love so much. And there's a downloadable ebook. But on the 4th, which is just about 3 days away if you're listening live, The Truth About Pet Cancer is going to break all around the world. And you guys can watch some of these holistically inclined veterinarians and me, a humble homeopath with an occasional attitude, talking about pet health in unique and different ways. So this article says, I can't imagine practicing without it. Local vet says cannabis-derived CBD helped her four-legged clients. Now, as I'm reading the word practicing with an S in there instead of a C, it's out of Canada, where they don't know how to spell practice because they kind of borrow from the Queen's
English. Yes.
I'm just giving them crap. I love you Canadians. I love you Brits. You listen to the show all the time, and we're going to see you actually in Canada soon. For total health. But Dr. Catherine Kramer has been seeing the headlines about veterinarians in Canada decrying the use of cannabis-derived CBD on pets, right? Because the official veterinary medicine wing only allows for what? Vaccines, antibiotics, and I put my middle finger up, but it's down here, prednisone. Because that's all that's what they got. They got vaccines, they got antibiotics, they got prednisone. Maybe they got toxic pesticides for fleas, too. I'm not sure. But some of you veterinarians have just not gotten the memo, and you're going back to nature. My gosh, where the animals are really connected. You're arguing for species-appropriate diets. You're arguing for fewer vaccines, or none at all, because you've seen the cancers arising from these injections in animals, much less humans. And now you've acknowledged the plant-derived CBD. And she says she's been doing veterinary medicine since 2011 at the Vancouver Animal Wellness Hospital. And since she's integrated CBD into her practice, it has been an extraordinary, extraordinary thing for these animals. Now, Super Don, I don't remember. We had a very brief question that was submitted the other day, and I answered it. It was about alternatives to prednisone, right? Do you remember that question?
I do. Yep.
I just don't recall if I even mentioned CBD in that equation. You know, I've talked about many things, you know, homeopathic and silver and different things like that. But if you look at what it has done for children with seizure disorders, yes, we know there's electrical imbalance and dysfunction and misfiring in the brain, but really the source of it primarily is in the gut outside of a head injury. And we've seen the reports, whether it be on Sanjay Gupta's weed documentary on CNN some years ago, or other peer-reviewed literature, or other anecdotes being reported, these children going from hundreds of seizures a day to one or none. So we can say safely that maybe, I'm just going to say it that way, but likely, cannabidiol in the appropriate form delivered in appropriate dosage for, you know, each individual case, may have as powerful an impact of prednisone to stop inflammation locally within the gut without any of the detrimental side effects that are direct effects of prednisone, like destruction of the liver, destruction of the immune response altogether, and any number of toxicological, let's say, secondary impacts beyond those that are bad enough. And so I'm looking at this CBD article from this vet, and she's like, you know what? There's a lot of science on this. Don't tell me there's not a lot of science on it. And there's no toxicity in it. She says, I can count on one hand the number of pets who haven't done well with CBD. In the last 5 years, I've had many, many more happy stories than I do toxicities or problems with it. At this point, I can't imagine practicing without it. Again, imagine the plants of creation and substances from it helping you and not hurting you when used appropriately. She's using it for chronic pain, arthritis, cancer, anxiety, epilepsy, and having success. And I'm telling you, you vets that continue to go vaccines, antibiotics, and prednisone, I don't have a lot of nice things for you. But this doctor who's acknowledging the truth, revealing the facts, doing the right thing by our animal friends, we need more vets like that. We need more vets like Dr. Marlene Siegel as well. And I'm appreciative of that. This is a good news, happy Easter egg story. If CBD came from Easter eggs, I would eat more of them.
Yeah, that would be, or maybe put CBD in the Easter eggs, right?
Yeah, why not? Or feed the chicken CBD. I don't know. Hemp. That's right. Hemp. We cover this a lot now. Second story is a few years old, granted, about 3 years old, but it still is valid today. This is where we go to Israel. I studied microbiology. Guess where? The same place this study comes from. The Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I was on the Givat Ram campus at Hadassah Hospital. And at the Hadassah Medical School, they've been doing a tremendous amount of research into CBD. And they're finding, interestingly enough, that the whole plant, we've talked about the entourage effect. So why I utilize whole plant, you guys know the Plus CBD oil we use. You can get a discount RSB15 if you go directly, pluscbdoil.com. But find whole plant varieties. Because the entourage effect is real. And in this extensive scientific study out of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, they found that the whole plant CBD extracts were much more efficient and effective overall than the isolates. Now, what did they say about the isolates? It wasn't that they had no impact, but there was what's called a bell curve, right? Not related to me. I don't have a bell curve. But the bell curve is it goes up and it comes back down. So there's a point at which it stops working and actually has a negative feedback loop, an instant where it just doesn't work. It's the worst. It's the opposite of working. Whereas with the whole plant, it keeps going up as you need it, and you can safely take it, and there is not a negative loop, negative feedback. So, folks, cannabis-derived hemp, you can get it in all 50 states, despite what you hear. If you can't get it locally, go direct. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. My old friend, my good friend, not a doc, Chris Barr is standing by. We're going to talk Alzheimer's increase in Arkansas, and CBD for that and other things.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad. Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
We are live at Happening, and we go to our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr. In the studio. He's not here with me. He was before, but he's, I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but in Arkansas, apparently Alzheimer's is on the rise, Chris. Look out. Is it coming down from the skies? Where's it coming from?
Well, it's only coming to those in Arkansas who don't listen to me, which is most of them. But there's a good contingent of people who listen to me, and their health is amazing. No Alzheimer's on the horizon for them.
Well, what do you think? I mean, we've been covering these issues. You know, obviously, we're going to talk diabetes this hour as well with you. But this increase in Arkansas, what is it about the diet or the lack of minerals or something unique to Arkansas? Or is it just a reflection of what's going on everywhere for the people that don't understand whole food nutritional supplementation, much less eating cleaner food?
Well, it's a combination of factors. It is a reflection of everywhere, but the selenium levels in Arkansas are amongst the lowest in the nation. The white biscuits and gravy of the Arkansans is legendary. And when you're eating refined bleached white flour, you're wiping out the three most important nutrients for Alzheimer's, silicon, selenium, and chromium. The selenium's already low in the soils. So, they're just eating an all Alzheimer's diet to a greater degree in Arkansas than most other places.
Well,
so,
correct me if I'm wrong, but in Arkansas, I believe there's a Waffle House on literally every corner, right?
No, actually not. That's
no?
There are a
That's
lot of
Georgia.
Them, but not as many as you'd think.
In Georgia, okay. That happens. I
there
know,
were
I,
where I was anyway. There was mm-hmm. there were waffle houses everywhere.
Well, and
oh
to
yeah,
your
you
point.
Were over on the west side of the state there. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't ever get over there, so I don't know what they do over there. I cover the center and then from the central to the northeast quadrant. So about
right.
a quarter of the state that I cover.
To your point, Super Don, and Chris, elaborate on this. Like, it's not that we're against waffles. Like, we have whole grain organic waffles that we make up at home. And so it isn't waffles causing Alzheimer's. It's like, well, what's in the waffles? What's different about the waffles at the Awful House and others that serve it in restaurants?
Well, the restaurant waffles are white flour again. And at Waffle House, they're serving them with margarine, which is, poison. You know, so, and a lot of places are like that, but at least at IHOP, if you get a waffle, you can get real butter with it. So that would be less harmful, but it's still white flour waffles. So, unless you're getting them at Green Acres Market in Pocahontas, Arkansas, this is a place you should be talking to and revving up. Because here, Pocahontas is this little tiny place, and they got a health food store that emphasizes food. Their kitchen is really busy, and they have amazing whole grain waffles. I love the peanut butter soaked in butter waffles that I get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have whole food nutrients. You know, they have a higher percentage of whole food nutrients at the Green Acres Market in Pocahontas than probably any health food store in all of America. Because
yes.
they're real big on food. And not on supplements, so the only supplements they carry are those that are food, with very
nice.
Few exceptions, maybe none at all off the top of my head.
Fantastic. And at the time of the real Pocahontas, of course, all the food was whole and real. It wasn't in grocer's freezers like I grew up on and had to undo and learn and, it transformed my future. And, of course, those of you listening, if you don't want to end up as a statistic, whether you're in Arkansas or otherwise, of Alzheimer's, you'd be well advised to pay attention to what Chris Barr is talking about in terms of changing and transforming what goes into your body. This is no small statement. It means even if you're eating small bites at a time, the bites matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest number one key for Alzheimer's is a lack of silicon, which is 95% removed from the whole grains to make white flour. So that's gone. The other primary source is dark leafy greens, which 100 years ago everybody ate just about every day, and now hardly anybody eats hardly ever. So the two primary sources are gone. So is it any wonder Alzheimer's is increasing dramatically? Because, folks, unlike what you've heard from the health food people for 50 years, aluminum is not the problem. It's a lack of silicon that's the problem. And all
right.
you have to do is look at the soils of the earth. Aluminum is found predominantly, like 99%, in the form of silicon aluminate. You see, silica keeps the aluminum in check. When you don't have the silica, and most Americans don't for the last 100 years, mm-hmm. then the aluminum gets out of control. It's not the aluminum's fault.
No.
It's people for eating the garbage that doesn't have the silica in it.
Let's talk about the right form of silica for all our new listeners from around the world and Arkansas, too. Chris Barr, not a doc, my guest this hour. We got Paul Bertero scheduled second hour with Hagen Tears all the way from Germany, talking EMF technology protection after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this time next week we'll be broadcasting live from where? The NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado. That'll be fun. But right now we are alive Easter Sunday. Happy Passover as well, everybody. We got Chris Barr, not a doc, and we are rocking the health world as he does all of the time. Specific now to Alzheimer's, we'll transition to diabetes in a moment. But we left the cliffhanger is on the silica or silicon reference to that's the real issue, not the aluminum, which has been obviously in the scientific circles going, oh, it's aluminum. Now, we're not saying loading up on aluminum is a great idea, but in the absence of silicon, there's no protection. There's no defense whatsoever. Chris, relate that to the, especially our new listeners, and also the right form to get it in, because I want to acknowledge this before I let you loose here. Our buddy Chris.
It's like mercury. You know, mercury's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it does occur in certain health fish that are really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA spent about 20 years telling people not to eat deep water, cold water fish that are really great for you because they're high in mercury. Well, the reason is that mercury helps them to deal with the pressures of the deep waters they're in, but the Creator built them to handle that because those same fish are rich in selenium. Selenium manages mercury. So, no, don't go start, loading up on mercury.
Right.
But when you have plenty of selenium, the naturally occurring mercury isn't an issue.
Mm.
Same thing for aluminum. Don't load up on aluminum because it's not good for you in particular. But if it's a naturally occurring part of the dietary, and your dietary is 100% whole food, no refinement, you're going to have plenty of silicon with dark leafy greens,
mm-hmm.
and whole grains. Of course, most people don't because they've eaten white flour so much of their diet for so long. They have a deficiency, so now you got to get Alta Health Products silica and start chowing down on that. I put people on a loading dose of 12 a day for 3 weeks to jumpstart them, and then, work your way down to just 3 or 4 a day.
Chris, you remember when I did that?
Take care of the aluminum issue.
Remember when I did that with my mom? She had the beginning of osteopenia. They said, "Oh my gosh, you're an elder. You need to be on bisphenate. How do you say that? Bisphenates. I'm losing my ability to speak because I did Hebrew earlier. like the Fosamax, things like that that stop the iconoclast drugs that stop breakdown of bone. But the reality is it doesn't allow for replacement, the normal process of replenishment. Now mom's out there dancing 2 or 3 times a week, and the silica helped her with her skeletal system. But we're speaking specifically of silica for neutralizing, if you will, or maybe even detoxing, escorting out the excess aluminum. And I wanted to mention Chris Exley, a nice man, a scientist out of England, I think Leeds, Exeter. And he did a study, and he's found that silicon-rich waters, he was measuring excretion of aluminum, that the silica was escorting it out. And that's not even the optimal form in terms of water, but he showed validity to what you're saying about silicon in the presence of aluminum or vice versa.
Yes, and the key with Alzheimer's is it's a silica, selenium, chromium issue. It's not just one, but, these three are so often keys to so many, of the things that wipe out Americans and people in the world disease-wise, but one's more important than the other depending on the condition. For instance, with diabetes, it's a chromium issue primarily, secondarily selenium and silicon. But with Alzheimer's, it's silicon primarily, secondly selenium, and thirdly chromium. In fact, because they're so related, there's actually been a move afoot for several years in the medical academia. They're pushing to call Alzheimer's diabetes type 3. Because they're not smart enough to know that diabetes is a chromium issue, but they're smart enough to know there's a connection between diabetics getting more Alzheimer's. That's because whatever causes a chromium deficiency also causes a silicon deficiency and a selenium deficiency.
Well, that's a very professional segue if I've ever had one on this show, Chris. Well done. Because diabetes, according to this latest article on Medical Express, now affects 23 million U.S. adults. What is that, about 10% of the population and climbing?
Oh, it's a little less than 8%.
Okay.
But it's not climbing. They've been citing that 23 million figure for about 10 or 15 years.
So it might not be
accurate.
Climbing.
Yeah. Actually, they keep diagnosing more and more diabetics, but the amount that they name as having it, not knowing it, hasn't changed. So I'd say they simply haven't done any updated studies because it's certainly worse than it was 10 years ago.
Well, and speaking of studies, can you reference back to the identification that chromium in a whole food state or whole food form is the key here for the type 2 diabetes? Is there acknowledged peer-reviewed literature that you've referenced and written about?
Well, I've written about it, and yes, there is information to show a difference with chromium, although it tends to get buried by all of the bad studies using chromium picolinate. or polynicotinate that has little or no results at all. But yeah, if you can find the whole food studies, and there aren't many of them, but when you find them, yeah, they have great responses and great results with diabetes and reducing blood sugars and reducing A1C levels.
Chris, I can't tell you how many times over the years since we connected and I learned about these things from you that people that used to say that, that chromium picolinate and other forms of chromium had a marginal, if any, impact at all on them, and then they switched to 100% whole food. By the way, y'all can get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com if you're not sure where you can find it. Choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. But it was a transformational difference maker from subtle to nothing to, my gosh, where did my diabetes go? How is this possible?
Because that's the key to diabetes, as discovered at the National Institutes of Health in 1959. That's almost 60 years ago, where it was documented at U.S. government labs, and people still don't know. So okay. Go figure.
Yeah, amazing. And that's why we're still here. Until everybody hears it, we're going to be keeping going. I mean, we might be old and gray by then. I'm partly gray a little bit, but hey, what the heck, man? Having a good time. Bring in the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. And my good buddy Chris, he is doing it for so long and so intensely that, you know, every once in a while, Chris, they go, Chris, come on, relax. Let's go have a whole grain organic muffin or something.
Well, you should see the things that I see. And, in fact, just this morning, whole food magnesium, you know, there's only one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least with chromium and selenium, you can find a few. Some are better than others. But there's only one in a separate isolate from Megafood.
Mm-hmm.
Nan, not a nurse, put up, hey, anybody reported on this? It's just amazing to see people jump all over this. My husband's been using magnesium taurate without any noticeable difference and then switched to whole food. And in 1.5 weeks, is already stopped having ventricular contractions. The wife for 10 years has been waking up during the night and not going back to sleep. And after a week and a half on Megafood Magnesium, is now sleeping all the way through the night soundly. It's just one thing after another. People, I sleep better. I don't have muscle cramps in my legs anymore. I'm just going down the list here. This is just in the last 2 hours. It's kept the kidney stones away from me, helped with my insomnia also.
What is, Chris, why is, you know, particularly in the magnesium category, why does it appear to be so difficult to produce a whole food magnesium, or is it about the idea that we have in the Western world that a little is never enough and we have to go more, 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 and that's the only way we can throw more at it?
Well, it's actually a combination of both. It is one of the most difficult of all nutrients to grow. So you can only get low amounts, but you don't need very much when it's a whole food form. And so that's secondarily where the problem comes in. These people are taking between 100 and 200 milligrams of magnesium a day, and that's all. But they're taking whole food magnesium. So everybody else in the magnesium world, and there's thousands, tens of thousands of people on these forums, and they're pushing every Tom, Dick, and Harriet version of garbage, because if it isn't Megafood Magnesium, and I don't even like the Megafood company, so it has nothing to do with the company. Yeah. It's just they have the only magnesium that's worth taking.
Mm-hmm.
And small amounts do magnificent things. Migraines, Hashimoto's, help reduce my anxiety and depression from several different people. This is just in the last 2 hours of people saying what whole food magnesium has done for them in small amounts. But, you know, even the nutritional doctors think you have to have 600 or 800 milligrams. Well, sure, if you're using garbage trash magnesium, which is every magnesium that isn't Megafood, then, yeah, you have to use that much to try and trick the body into you using a little bit of that junk, you know, to get some kind of result.
Well, and the other thing is, of course, they always talk about taking magnesium to bowel tolerance, right? Having to take so much that you end up with loose stools or diarrhea. I don't think you're needing or having that issue at all when you're taking the smaller quantity, but in a total 100% food form.
Well, yeah, but the reason they're having that is it's a toxic reaction because the magnesium they're taking is actually toxic. You know, that's why I could call it crap magnesium, because that's really what it is, and that's why it causes you to crap.
Yeah. Chris, let me
it's the body's response to dump it.
Right. I want to go back to the Alzheimer's issue because we really hit the silicon form very well. And I want to remind folks that Chris talks about the power dosing. We talk about the silicon challenge, taking the Alta Health products 3 tablets 4 times a day for 2 or 3 weeks, depending. It's causing transformation for those with skeletal issues for sure. But in terms of long-term aluminum burden because of the lack of silicon, how long would you say after the 3 weeks should they continue at that level or should they taper down to 9 a day or 6 a day? What's your experience been?
Well, I call it my 4-3-2-1 blast-off program because you take 4 times a day, morning, noon, evening, and bedtime, 3 for 3 weeks, 2 for 2 weeks, and 1 for every week thereafter. Blast-off. So, you know, the key is getting that 12 a day for 3 weeks, 8 a day for 2 weeks, and then 4 a day thereafter. Now, people with severe issues, sometimes when they drop to 8 a day, they start feeling less good than they did at 12. So some people will keep on 12 a day for longer than 3 weeks. In fact, I have loggers, and this goes back for 15 years. I've just got reports from new loggers. That's hard work. And they've discovered that when they take 9 to 12 a day, they don't hurt. Because that's just an occupational hazard with lumbering.
Yeah.
So they just take 12 a day all the time.
Yeah. Well, Chris, appreciate this as always. Can you stick around for a fun segment coming up?
Sure.
All right. My buddy Chris Barr, not a doc. We're going to rock it on the teenagers of today. Are they smarter or is there evidence to say maybe not so fast? We'll figure it out. What are they snorting now? Oh, my gosh. All right, Super Don, you're in on this one next. I don't even think I can report on it. Go to robertscadbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a special guest just popped in a little bit early. Paul Berzerro from Echo Water Synergy Science. You know, just in time, because you're a dad of an organic, non-vaccinated child.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And I have two. Chris, you've had many as well, I think.
Yeah. Chris, that's actually what got me started in all this back in the 70s was no vaccinations and home birth in my children.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully
that,
done.
Well, it was actually against the law to do so.
Right. Well, you know, I would say it's illegal but lawful. You know the difference, the distinction. Yeah. And, of course, it's completely lawful to do what we do in raising healthier kids who maybe are smarter, maybe not. And that's one of those things. Are we curmudgeonly old parents and grandparents saying those teenagers today, they're not smarter? Because there's an article here I think we have somewhere, Super Don, that says, yeah, we're going to get that in a moment, Paul. Don't give that away. But children, are teenagers smarter today than ever before? And Super
no.
Don, what do you? Well, Chris says no. What do you say, Super Don?
Well, I thought it was interesting because as I was perusing the news this morning, I came across this article in the New York Times, and it poses the question, are today's teens smarter and better than we think? And what this kind of zeroes in and focuses on the recent protests that we've seen mm-hmm. as a result of the Parkland shooting. And the kids getting out there, and listen, you know, say what you will about, you know, guns and gun legislation, stuff like that. Yeah, I will never discourage kids from expressing their opinions and becoming politically active, regardless of where they're at. I think it's important for them to get involved, because opinions evolve and change over time. These are kids.
We want them to show how stupid they've become. So go out, kids, and be active and argue that
Well,
you should not have the right for self-defense. Go ahead.
So they're out there doing their thing, right? And so
right.
That's kind of where this is coming from. But I thought the question was interesting.
because, you know, it's like, you know, look, we've been really critical about millennials and teens and stuff a lot on this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think most recently, we were really giving them a hard time, like a couple of months ago, when they were eating Tide Pods, right?
They were eating Tide Pods.
How can you not think teens have lost their mind when they're eating Tide Pods, right? So I'm thinking, all right, that was a couple of months ago. Maybe, you know, they've kind of come around.
They're over it.
Right. So then right after I see this headline about whether teens are smarter than we think they are, I come across this article in Forbes. And here's the headline. Why you should not inhale condoms.
Yeah. What?
And I'm looking, I'm like, do we need an article about this? Why would people? And so I'm reading here. Apparently, Tide Pods are so 60 days ago. Why would you eat Tide Pods? Because now they're snorting condoms.
Well, to back up Chris Barr's assertion, teenagers today are not smarter than they used to be. If they're actually snorting condoms, Chris, I think you're correct.
I'm always correct, usually.
There's nobody that can argue on this one. I'm hoping nobody, my kid snorts con. No, that's not a good thing.
Well,
have them checked out.
These teens are always looking for, they want
it's
people
not supposed to go in your nose.
No.
It's not. And they do this. And so apparently what they're doing is
Don, did you say it's not?
Snot.
Snot.
Right. Yeah.
That's in your nose, not a condom.
Right.
That's true. But what they're doing apparently is they take the condom out of the package and then they inhale it into their nose and pull it out of their mouth. And then they take a video of them doing this and they put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, not like it's never going to go down the trachea, right? This is not smart, kids. Don't do it. Again, stop vaccinating your kids. Start giving them whole food nutrition. Have them drink some Echo water. Do something different than this. And I know we're not big fans of video games here, but, at least you won't snort. Maybe you snort the video game console up your nose. I don't know what's going to happen next. Chris,
well,
my buddy.
I'm on the opposite end of Super Don's argument. Children should be seen and not heard. More is truer today than it's ever been before.
Let them evolve some basic principled stance, not one that's rooted in just emotionality and also the manipulation of teachers who are deranged leftist Trump haters. Just saying. I'm sure that's going to get me banned on YouTube, but what the heck,
hey,
I got to say.
Ted Nugent for president.
Ted Nugent. All right. Rock and roll. All right. Cat scratch fever, you take phosphorus, a little extra selenium, and put some silver hydrosol on the cut. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Chris Barr's going to be in studio. We got a friend, new friend from Germany. Hagen Kears is going to be with us talking EMF protection and electrons. It's going to be validated on the air next. But Chris, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you so much.
Love you, Chris.
Whole food nutrients only.
And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.